Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
What do you think of dead duck?
What do I think of dead duck?
Or lobster.
Or lobster?
Yeah.
What?
Muddy knees have got me all a quiver. Muddy knees have got me all a glow. Muddy knees have sent me for a paper to a news agent's ear. Muddy knees have set me all a quiver. Muddy knees have got me all a glow.
K-Dog presents the sounds of Monty Python. Order now, and you can have in your own home the dulcet tones of Finland.
Finland, Finland, Finland. The country where I want to be, pony trekking or camping. All just watching TV.
I'm so worried.
I'm so worried about what's happening today in the Middle East, you know. And I'm so worried about the baggage retrieval system they've got at Heathrow.
Arthur's song.
He didn't come from Malta, nor from Mozambique, nor from the country where the national emblem is a leek. Arthur, King Arthur, that legendary king.
And who can forget traffic lights?
I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, no matter where they've been. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, but only when they're green.
Call now, brought to you by the K-Dog Foundation for the Arts.
Well, let me sit down here at the piano. Kind of dark down in this basement. Just that blue light bulb hanging down from up there. Black and blue, that's the view. I don't mind, though. It's kind of nice to be down here out of all that racket of the space age up there. The space age. They call it the space. I guess we are preoccupied with the subject of space today. Parking space. Building space, space just in which to live. It's getting kind of crowded. Lack of space, I think that's what we're really living in. The lack of space age. For example, every doggone bank has a president. Every mansion in town has a resident. On every shelf in a shop, there's a cream of the crop. There's no more room at the top. Yeah, I've been giving a little thought to this space business, and you know, I think the 19th century was a real space age. Yeah. You can say what you want to about the 19th century, but they did have those nice high ceilings. But today, in what we call the space age, every doggone honor has an honoree. Every knock on the door's opportunity. Every view has a lot overlooking a yacht. There's no more room at the top. Even old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get a poor dog a bone. But the dog said, "Mother, I'm hip to that cupboard. I know you got it all in the savings and loan. For every capital gain, there's a capitalist. Every castle in Spain has a waiting list. Every heavenly spot is just an overnight hop. There's no more room at the top." We're living in the affluent society, they say. Yeah. Every boozer has a drop. Every user a pop. Every drifter a flop. Every lifter a shop. There's a boom. And there's no more room, 'cause mop. There's no more room, 'cause there's no more top. At least that's the way it looks from down here.
Sketch, please.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. Welcome to the National Cheese Emporium.
Thank you, my good man.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I was sitting in the public library in Thurman Street just now, skimming through Rogue Heres by Hugh Walpole, and I suddenly came over all peckish.
Peckish, sir?
Esurient.
Eh?
Yeah, we're all hungry-like.
Ah, hungry.
In a nutshell. And I thought to myself, a little fermented curd will do the trick. So I curtailed my Walpoling activities, sallied forth and infiltrated your place of purveyance to negotiate the vending of some cheesy comestibles.
Come again?
I want to buy some cheese.
Oh, I thought you were complaining about the mazooki player.
Oh, heaven forbid. I am one who delights in all manifestations of the Terpsichorean muse.
Sorry?
Like a nice tune, you forced to.
So he can go on playing, can he?
Most certainly. Now then, some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir. What would you like?
Well, how about a little Red Leicester?
I'm afraid we're fresh out of Red Leicester, sir.
Oh, never mind. How are you on Tilsit?
I'm afraid we never have that at the end of the week, so get it fresh on Monday.
Tish, no matter. Well, stout yeoman, 4 ounces of Caerphilly, if you please.
Ah, it's been on order, sir, for 2 weeks. Was expecting it this morning.
Not my lucky day, is it? Bell Paisley?
Sorry, sir.
Red Windsor?
Normally, sir, yes. Today, the band broke down.
Ah. Stilton?
Sorry.
Emmental? Gruyere?
Nope.
Any Norwegian Jarlsberg, ever chance?
Nope.
Liptar?
Nope.
Lancashire?
Nope.
White Stilton?
Nope.
Danish Brew?
Nope.
Double Gloucester?
Nope.
Cheshire?
Nope.
Dorset Blue Vinny?
Nope.
Brie, Roquefort, Pont-l'Evêque, Port-Salut, Savoyard, Saint-Paulin, Carré de l'Est, Brest Bleu, Boursin?
Nope.
Camembert, perhaps?
Ah, we have Camembert, yes, sir.
You do? Excellent.
Yes, sir. It's a bit runny.
Oh, I like it runny.
Well, it's very runny, actually.
No matter. Fetch hither le fromage de la Belle France. Mm.
I think it's a bit runnier than you'll like it, sir.
I don't care how fucking runny it is. Hand it over with all speed.
Oh!
What now?
The cat's eaten it.
Has it?
She, sir.
Gouda?
Nope.
Edam?
Nope.
Caithness?
Nope.
Smoked Austrian?
Nope.
Japanese Sage Derby?
Nope.
You do have some cheese, do you?
Of course, sir. It's a cheese shop, sir.
No, don't tell me. I'm keen to guess.
Fair enough.
Wensleydale.
Yes?
Ah, well, I'll have some of that.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me, sir. Mr. Wensleydale, that's my name.
Greek feta?
Not as such.
Gorgonzola?
No.
Parmesan?
No.
Mozzarella?
No.
Pickle crema?
No.
Danish bimbo?
No.
Czech sheep's milk?
No.
Venezuelan beaver cheese?
Not today, sir, no.
Ah, how about cheddar?
Well, we don't have much corporate around here, sir.
Not much corporate. It's the single most popular cheese in the world.
Not around here, sir.
And what is the most popular cheese round here?
Worcester, sir.
Is it?
Oh, yes, sir. It's staggeringly popular in this manor, sir.
Is it?
It's our number one bestseller, sir.
I see. Ilchester, eh?
Right, sir.
All right. Okay. Have you got any? He asked, expecting the answer no.
I'll have a look, sir.
It's not much of a cheese shop, is it?
Finest in the district.
Explain the logic underlying that conclusion, okay?
Well, it's so cheese.
It's certainly uncontaminated by cheese.
You haven't asked me about limbo, has
it? Is it worth it? Have you shut that bloody bazooki up?
Told you so.
Have you got any Limburger?
No.
That figures. Predictable, really, I suppose. It was an act of purest optimism to oppose the question in the first place. Tell me.
Yes, sir?
Have you, in fact, got any cheese here at all?
Yes, sir.
Really?
No, not really, sir.
You haven't?
No, sir, not a scrap. I was deliberately wasting your time, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to shoot you.
Righto, sir.
Thank you.
This is Rural War Room Radio.
Sounding an awful lot like Combustible Edison, but many years before them, that was the Eliminators doing Staccato from the Easy Project 20 Loungecore Favorites British Import CD.
And before that, from Monty Python, the final ripoff, that is Cheese Shop, a reinterpretation of that sketch.
And before that, Charles Emby, No More Room at the Top.
And before that, we heard Monty Python again, Sounds of Python, all kinds of things crammed in there.
And before that, the great Peter Cook doing the Gary Newman-styled song. Well, actually, probably the other way around. The title song from the movie Bedazzled.
And starting off, we heard some Holy Grail God and then some scriptures and some taunting and all kinds of little cut-up things
for
you. Oh, boy.
You know
them. You can
them.
Find all of this stuff on Blogspot, where we archive the list of things and also the shows.
Oh, yeah.
And we like to keep it that way. Let's see. Let's rock out a little bit. Sometimes we like to play something that we haven't played before on the show that we never had before. So finally got a copy of this thing and gonna play it for you now.
You gonna whip that thing out?
Whip that thing out. This is the one and only Klaus Nomi on Rural War Room Radio.
Listen to me, baby. You got to understand. You're old enough to learn the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby. It's time to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Maybe that's you, won't you stay? But till then, when I see lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop. I can't stop myself. Has taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind. Forgive and forget. On my mind, I can't stop. I can't stop myself.
Crying, crying again. Crying, crying again.
There's a chapel in the pines waiting for us around the bend. Picture in your mind. Lips
What is it called again? Yeah, the Python Party on the archive. This will be a short one, so we'll do 25 minutes or something on this one. So that was the always appreciated on the radio, Sit on My Face by the one and only Monty Python. And before that...
Before that, the Bonzo Dog Band, I'm the Urban Spaceman, Neil Innes song that was produced by a fellow by the name of Apollo C. Vermouth, which sounds to be a very strange name, and it turns out it's Paul McCartney.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And before that, we heard Klaus Nomi doing Lightning Strikes, which is a Lou Christie song, and we were just talking about Lou Christie saw that.
In the extras of the DVD documentary, the Nomi song, they talked to Lou Christie, and somebody dragged him to see Klaus Nomi, and he was blown away to see somebody doing a cover of his song, Lightning Strikes, and he went away, and he was very twisted around in his head, but then he came to grips with it, and he had this big fantasy that he and Klaus were going to do this great rock and roll opera thing about aliens and all, and he just took it and ran with it in his head, you know. He'd
go crazy.
Well, in a nice way.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hey, we are Rural War Room. Find us at ruralwarroom.com. And we'll take a little tiny break.
Oh, yeah, we'll be back.